So we're being prevented from learning Defense Against the Dark Arts because Fudge is scared we'll use spells against the Ministry? Said Hermione, looking furious.
Yep, said Sirius. Fudge thinks Dumbledore will stop at nothing to seize power. He's getting more paranoid about Dumbledore by the day. It's a matter of time before he has Dumbledore arrested on some trumped-up charge.
This reminded Harry of Percy's letter. Do you know if there's going to be anything about Dumbledore in the Daily Prophet tomorrow? Only Ron's brother Percy reckons there will be.
I don't know, said Sirius. I haven't seen anyone from the Order all weekend. They're all busy. It's just been Creature and me here.
There was a definite note of bitterness in Sirius's voice. So you haven't had any news about Hagrid either?
Ah, said Sirius. Well, he was supposed to be back by now. No one's sure what's happened to him.
Then, seeing their stricken faces, he added quickly,
But Dumbledore's not worried, so don't you three get yourself in a state. I'm sure Hagrid's fine.
But if he was supposed to be back by now, said Hermione in a small, worried voice,
Madame Maxime was with him. We've been in touch with her, and she says they got separated on the journey home. But there's nothing to suggest he's hurt or, well, nothing to suggest he's not perfectly okay.
Unconvinced, Harry, Ron, and Hermione exchanged worried looks.
Listen, don't go asking too many questions about Hagrid, said Sirius hastily. It'll just draw even more attention to the fact that he's not back. And I know Dumbledore doesn't want that. Hagrid's tough. He'll be okay.
And when they did not appear cheered by this, Sirius added,
When's your next Hogsmeade weekend, anyway? I was thinking, we got away with a dog disguise at the station, didn't we? I thought I could...
No, said Harry and Hermione together very loudly.
Sirius, didn't you see the Daily Prophet? Said Hermione anxiously.
Oh, that, said Sirius, grinning. They're always guessing where I am. They haven't really got a clue.
Yeah, but we think this time they have, said Harry. Something Malfoy said on the train made us think he knew it was you. And his father was on the platform, Sirius. You know, Lucius Malfoy. So don't come up here, whatever you do. If Malfoy recognizes you again...
all right, I've got the point, said Sirius.
He looked most displeased.
Just an idea. Thought you might like to get together.
I would. I just don't want you chucked back in Azkaban, said Harry. There was a pause in which Sirius looked out of the fire at Harry, a crease between his sunken eyes.
You're less like your father than I thought,
he said finally, a definite coolness in his voice.
The risk would have been what made it fun for James.
Look,
well, I'd better get going. I can hear Creature coming down the stairs, said Sirius,
but Harry was sure he was lying.
I'll write to tell you a time I can make it back into the fire then, shall I? If you can stand to risk it.
There was a tiny pop, and the place where Sirius's head had been was flickering flame once more.